2024. Above only. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Shake three hands around you and tell them, above only is your place. Above only. Above, going up. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly. Just have this back up scriptures. Deuteronomy 28 and in verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 to 13. As an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them up, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places above, the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Somebody say, I have an eagle destiny. Say it loud, I have an eagle destiny. Say, above only, that is my place. All right. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31, he said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Above only. Answer very well. Above only. 2024. And above only. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine. For thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 2024. And above only. 2024. And above only. Job chapter 22 verse 29. He said, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and they shall save the humble person. 2024. Loudest, prophesy 2024. For your life, 2024. For this church, 2024. And above only. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Yes, go ahead, shout. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Say, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud ye and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that he shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, in the midst of the heat of the earth, the Son of Righteousness shall arise up with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up. Somebody say up. Above only.
2024 and above only.
And finally, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, all the way to verse 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Neither do men put light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick,
and he giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Say you are a city set on a hill. Somebody say above only. That is my place. 2024
and above only.
Give the Lord a praise.
Now, very quickly, what is the meaning of above only?
What realm or dimension of above only are we existing? Five realms.
Number one, it is above ordinary or common existence. Ordinary. You cannot be called ordinary or common or average. Above, now I am talking to Dunamis International Gospel Center and I am talking to members of this commission. I'm not prophesying to the world. Neither am I prophesying to the nation. For the sake of those who carry things and distort it. I'm talking to Dunamis. I'm talking to the people under this cover. Above ordinary or common existence. Meaning, existence in royalty and authority. Any realm you find yourself, you shall take charge there.
Don't allow the tiredness to affect your amen.
Any realm you find yourself, you shall take charge there.
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 covers this. Above ordinary or common existence. It is the realm of royalty and authority. So the summary of number one is called distinction. Somebody say distinction. So above only in distinction realm, you stand out.
Number two is above generational darkness, adversity, calamity. Darkness, cover the earth.
I am not going to frighten anybody. But the situation of the world outside of Jesus will not get better. The situation of this earth, the situation of this land, outside of God, can't get better. Outside of God. Outside of God.
So the only thing that will demarcate you is your connection, your covenant relationship with God. Above generational darkness, adversity, calamity. What God's servant Papa Yereko said, global holocaust.
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 and 2, darkness covered the earth. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, the earth is burning like an oven. But he said, in the midst of that, you are on top of it. If the devil like, let him finish himself. It is not you they are looking for. The first one is the realm of distinction. This one is the realm of exemption. Above only in the exemption realm.
That is, you are above the calamities. You are above the catastrophes. You are above the disasters.
It's not you that the kidnapper is looking for.
Not your father, not your mother, not your relations.
It's not you the terrorist is looking for.
Above generational darkness, adversity, calamity. Number three, is above the plague of scarcity and shortage. That was where we read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 to 13. Deuteronomy 32, 11 to 13. When he said that, verse 13 in particular, he shall make you to ride on the high places of the earth, so that he will cause you to eat the increase of the earth. In Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15 to 16, he said, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood. That is, he's walking in righteousness. He shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He said, that man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread. He shall dwell on high. And in thy high places, bread shall be given to him. His waters shall be sure. I'd like to announce to somebody, the kind of resources that you have not touched in your life will pass your hand this year. And again, I am talking to people under my spiritual coverage. Those are the people I'm talking to. God gave me the mantle to talk to you. And for 20 something years, we have spoken and we have seen it. Being where we are now is prophecy. And by the same token of prophecy, the first realm is distinction. Second realm is what? This third realm is provision. Above only in the realm of distinction. Above only in the realm of exemption. Above only in the realm of provision. I am speaking to somebody here. You will not lack provision for the vision. What God wants you to do with your life, what God wants you to do with for the kingdom. You want to build a church, you want to be part of crusades and global outreaches. You will not lack the provision for that vision. And I make bold to say, the dimension of resources that you have never touched will pass this year, that the church has not touched, it will pass this year. 2024. Above only. I say 2024. And above only. That is above the plague of scarcity and shortage. We had testimonies from commanding the day in this season where people are struggling for survival. Somebody will have the shop emptied of sales. We hear that all the time. Number four is above the enemy and his forces of darkness. That is, God said, I want to take you above the powers of witchcraft. I want you to be on top of diabolic powers. You come to the point where they will say, charm, no, they charm him. Witch, no, they witch him. His body can't, charm can't penetrate him. Am I communicating at all? Look at that in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. Ephesians 1, 19 to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards one who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet. That's Jesus. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Where is our place there? Ephesians 2, 5. You go to Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 5, and you see our place. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. 6. And has made us and has raised us up. Somebody say above only. He has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What places are those? Far above principality and power. That is from today. If you ever return back to church and say witches attack you, you deserve some 15 lashes of the cane. Witches, how they pass. When last did you hear that a dog was barking at a man on the 60th floor of the Surrey building? Or that a snake was threatening a man on the 60th floor of the story building and he became afraid of the snake on the ground floor? He said, you are seated far above witches and wizards and bitches and lizards and all the sorcerers. So when we say above only, it's not just in royalty, but above diabolic powers, above the forces of the killers. Is anybody above only? 2024 and above only. Say it again. 2024 and above only. The first realm of above only is the realm of what? Distinction. Second realm, exemption. Third realm, provision. This fourth realm is called domination. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Domination. Inchargation. Hey! Hey! Inchargation. Domination. Kako kalabayare. Elephant cannot, should not suffer convulsion. I'll ask veterinary doctors whether they convulse. Their body is too big for convulsion. Your size in God is too massive for affliction. Look at your neighbor. Say, my yoke. Say, my neck is too fat for their yoke. Above the enemy and his forces of darkness. So you are in the realm of distinction, and then the realm of exemption, and then the realm of provision, and then the realm of domination. Final number 5 is above personal limitations and challenges. The things that try to hold you down, God is taking you above it. You already saw it in Ephesians 2:5-6, where he said, we are seated in far above principalities and powers and all those things. And then Luke 10:19, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and every power of the enemy. The power of chronic barrenness, the power of singleness, the power just over. I give you power over. I take you over. That is, somebody seated here, God is saying, I have lifted you today above the plague of singleness. Say amen now. Above the plague of barrenness. Above the plague of inherited disease. Above the plague of joblessness. Above the plague of poverty. Somebody shout, I am above. The first realm of above only is what? Distinction, the second realm. Exemption, third realm. Provision, fourth realm. Fifth realm is liberation. That is, you are free. You are freed. The things that held you down, their yokes and chains are broken. Did you write down your expectation yet? You did right. And if even if you haven't, you present the plain paper. Now, what are the keys to our above only existence? Number 1,
Be genuinely saved. Genuinely. Don't play pranks. Don't fake it.
By grace we are saved, according to Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. Then he made us to sit in heavenly places. Don't be a fake Christian. Don't be a fake one. Be genuinely, properly, thoroughly saved. Number two, walk in obedience. Identify divine instructions to obey. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2. If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, then the Lord will set you on high above.
There are commandments on soul winning. There are commandments on love. There are commandments on kingdom service. Commandments on seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Kingdom advancement endeavors. There are diverse commandments. Identify his commandment to obey. Walk in obedience. And you step above only effortlessly. Number three, possess light and insight.
Arise, shine, for your light is come.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When light comes, you shine effortlessly. For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Possess light and insight. Number four, walk in the covenant. The covenant of supernatural supply.
In Genesis 14, 21 to 23, Abraham was speaking and saying something like, I am covenant made. I am not man made. I lifted on my hand that I will not collect a dime from you in case you say you made me.
Walk in the covenant. After the order of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who were practically in charge in their generation. They were above only. In accuracy of tithing, of givings, of sacrifices. Walk in this realm. And your above only status is confirmed. Now, the prophetic words, it is like where God is saying, let me reason with you. If your journey is to be smooth, do the following. Receive the following counsel. I am going to give a call shortly and pray on your expectation. But this is number one. He said, rely not on the arm of the flesh. Rely on the Lord your God. For the arm of the flesh will fail. But the Lord your God is unfailing, unchanging. Summary of it is, don't let your confidence be in a man. Whether it is another man or your own self, your own qualification. I'm wondering, what's your plan? There are some who are writing. Even though I'm sure we're going to print it out in one way or the other. Rely not on the arm of the flesh. Rely on the Lord your God, for the arm of the flesh will fail, but the Lord your God is unfailing and unchanging. You will see big men, you will see big women, you will see all manner of promises. Don't make any man your source. Man can be a channel, but let God be source. Number two, be not moved by what you see in the physical. It's as if the Lord is sitting and having conversation with somebody. Be moved only by the word. Be moved by what you believe. Don't let what happens around you move you. This is specific to someone. Be moved by the word. Be moved by what you believe, not what you can see.
Thirdly, be not moved by assumption. Live not your life to chance. Live by instruction. Live by direction. Live by revelation. Because a door is open didn't mean it was God who opened it. Because you got green card does not mean you must relocate. Be not moved by assumption. Live not your life to chance. Live by instruction. Live by direction. Live by revelation. Paul the apostle said, I went up by revelation. And be not afraid to ask for clarity in seasons of confusion. I can go on. Number four. Ensure that your priority remains spiritual. Ensure that your priority remains spiritual. Never be overwhelmed and overtaken by the chaos of this life. Ensure that your priority remains spiritual. Ensure that your spiritual roots are deep. Don't move about and function in shallowness of spirituality. Ensure that your priority remains spiritual. Never be overwhelmed and overtaken by the chaos of this life. Ensure that your spiritual roots are deep. Don't move about and function in shallowness of spirituality. Your fasting, your prayer, your study of the word remains deep. Number five. Beware of the company of the ungodly. Beware of compromise. Don't trade your faith for anything temporal. Is this making sense to anybody? Beware of the company of the ungodly. Beware of compromise. Don't trade your faith for anything temporal. I'm not sure whether you are to call it prophetic declaration for 2024. All right, number six. We already did the declaration. Avoid surrendering your life to the spirit of fear. To avoid the calamity of this season. Live only in the fear of the Lord. Because we are in the season where things will happen that will shake the heart of the stoutest hearted. But avoid surrendering your life to the spirit of fear. To avoid the calamity of the season, live only in the fear of the Lord. Because Job said in Job 3:25, the things which I greatly feared has come upon me. And number seven, take cover in the covenant. Take cover in the covenant. Walk the path of the covenant fathers. And you will experience advancement in adversity. Take cover in the covenant. The covenant of supernatural supplies. Take cover in the covenant. Your relationship with God, tight. Your giving, tight. And when others are experiencing adversity, you will experience advancement. Walk in the path of the covenant fathers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. This word is word that I believe
ones you run with. You have no devil to fear. The prayers prayed commanding the year, and this one, well, I think we'll have a way of making it available as a reference for the year. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Just appreciate it. Rely not on the arm of the flesh. Rely on the Lord your God. For the arm of the flesh will fail, but the Lord your God is unfailing and changing. Be not moved by what you see in the physical. Be moved only by the word. Be moved by what you believe. Be not moved, that's right instruction, by assumption. Live not your life to chance. Live by instruction. Live by direction. Live by revelation. Don't be afraid to ask for clarity in seasons of confusion. Ensure that your priority remains spiritual. Never be overwhelmed and overtaken by the cares of this life. Ensure that your spiritual roots are deep. Don't move about and function in shallowness of spirituality. Beware of the company of the ungodly. Beware of compromise. Don't trade your faith. Exchange your faith for anything temporal. No amount of money is worth your faith. Avoid surrendering your life to the spirit of fear to avoid the calamity of the season. Live only in the fear of the Lord. 7. Take cover in the covenant. Walk in the path of the covenant fathers. And you will experience advancement in adversity. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this moment. And thank you for your word. Blessed be your name. Open your mouth and tell the Lord thank you for sending me your word today. I am grateful. I am grateful. Thank you, Master. And tell God anywhere I have erred, where I am in sin, where I'm guilty, forgive me in Jesus' name. Lift your hands high up. High up. This is a time of very, very sober decisions. Destiny decisions. Anywhere you are this morning, and you are saying to me, Pastor, on this New Year Day, 1st of January, 2024, I want to make my life right with Jesus. Everyone in that category, pray this prayer after me and say it loud. We will do this before I pray on the expectation. Pray it and say it loud. Say, Lord Jesus. All right. I hope that people are not sleeping. Lift your hands and scream hallelujah to wake some people up. A louder hallelujah. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest hallelujah. The loudmost hallelujah. Who is this that arranged herself on the floor? Please stand up from this arrangement. Just arrange her life on the floor. Give the Lord a shout of victory. A louder shout. We will not allow the devil to deprive anybody of the opportunity of making it right with God. Everybody stand up on your feet. Everybody. Stand on your feet. Everybody. Every single body. If there is anybody sitting near you, tap them and stand them up. Everybody, everybody, everybody. All on the gallery, the overflows. Ushers, help to tap people up. Help them, tell them not to sit down, that it's above only. In Jesus' name. Now be up, standing everybody. In Jesus' name. Now lift your hand. Everyone who knows today, 1st of January, you need to make your ways right with Jesus and step into a new year with a new life. Pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. Louder. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. Louder. I need you. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see. Everywhere you are. Yes, I see all the hands. Wave it high. Now, I'd like you to rush to the front. At the count of 20, be the first to come. While they are coming, the rest of us, pick your expectations and lift it up. Those of us coming also come with your expectations. I'll give you the count of 20, and I want you to be the first to come. One. Celebrations on the come. Two. Be the first. Gallery, don't let the distance stop you. You are bound by pornography, bound by alcoholism, tobacco smoking, prostitution, lying, cheating, duping, bitterness, unforgiveness, gambling, fraud. You are not a bad person, but you are chained. You can't help yourself. You see yourself helplessly doing the things you hate. I give you the count of 15 again. Just rush to the frontier. Don't say I'm already a Christian. Don't say I'm already coming to church. But your life has not changed. I'll give you the count of 15. While they are coming, song is on. Wave your expectation again. One. Come and let the yoke be broken. Two. Run forward. Three. Come and let the addiction be broken. And let the negative lifestyle go. Expectation high up now. High up. Like I mentioned,
We don't have a healing and deliverance. There's no service this morning. And we don't have a healing and deliverance service tomorrow. Right? People are still returning and we just still have the time to re-energize. Midweek service held last week, so the praise, that kind of praise will still hold on Wednesday. Next major service we have will be coming Sunday, which is the Blessing Sunday, which is 8th, right? 7th. 7th of January, 6:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. Locations within the FCT, we are all encouraged to be on ground here. Newcomers can be in the locations so that we can declare the year with a bang and then proceed as we trust God. Monday, which is the 8th, 21-day prayer and fasting starts. And definitely, it's above only fast. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And it's fasting the day, fasting the night. But the commanding the day, midnight prayers is holding tonight, 11:30 to 12:30, and it's on. And then by the time we step into the fasting, it intensifies to another level. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your expectations now. Those in the front here, pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, with the papers you have, also lift up your light. I want another category of people to join us. You are here for the first time or you intend to be a member of the Ramis Church. Please join us forward also. Let's recognize you. You are here for the first time or you intend to be a member. You are not yet. Step forward and join us quickly. Now, lift your light and lift also your expectation. Go ahead with a shout of victory. Shout. 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 Shout, 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 shout. And now in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, surely there is an end, and an expectation shall not be cut short. I announce and I prophesy, what is on your paper today is confirmed your manifestation. Even before the fast commences, you will be around with multiplied testimonies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you, keep you. Now those coming for the first time, join us in front, and those who want to be members, and cause His face to shine upon you. God brought you here safely, He will take you back home safely. No disaster, danger, calamity, or catastrophe shall befall you on your way back home. Be preserved in Jesus' precious name. And now 2024 and above only. 2024 and above only. Give the Lord another shout of victory.